and the farmers in rural areas would bring potatoes to town to sell and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you could always get food, but now everybody's too lazy. Nobody wants to work. Drop it in my lap and here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what education is doing to a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to school because they are told all the way up, if you go to school and get your degrees, you don't have to work so hard. So they go to school, they get their degrees, they look for a sitting down job.
That's it. Well, that can be hard work sometimes, but it's a different kind of work.
Brain work, like my grandmother used to say, brain work is harder than arm work.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Now, how do you plan to pull all this together?
Well, I have a computer.
You have to use your imagination.
And I'm just going to look at mm-hmm. the different terms that they have in different places mm-hmm. and compare it to what
now,
people had to say.
If you are looking for a place where the dialect has changed, you go to Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
I've been there.
Charleston and Johns and James Island
mm-hmm.
and Sullivan's Island.
Mm-hmm.
I had a schoolmate from one of the islands off Charleston. And we used to have more fun than that girl. Not in her face, but behind her back. But in the main, most folk are speaking better, except the youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Now the younger ones are into this whole lot of stuff that don't mean anything. But the older folk, I imagine, they have changed perhaps a little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't hear quite that strong Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Bold,
did they say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fort Ryan, Charleston, and Georgetown, they had a real brogue. But they, like you said, it's beginning to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing much better now. But one thing, they have a whole lot of tourism.
Right.
And folk from various places. And if they want to be understood, they would have to do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
And moving around and seeing other people does a lot to a person.
I think so. Now that people move and go out and travel and so forth, I think that's contributed a
and
lot.
See,
to
see
the
other
change.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Then too, you've got the radio and the television to thank also.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when radio was in its infancy, if your speech was not up to par, you did not go on radio. When television was in its infancy, if you used the wrong kind of language, they would beep you out. You know? But now, you can say anything, you can do anything, and it's accepted. And our children are the ones that's paying for it, in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.